local talk at 4. Every weekday, News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN brings you local information at 4 o'clock. Now, presented by Premier Insurance Group, it's Shannon Sebastian with your Q on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Oh, hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Your Q. And as the intro says, I'm Shannon Sebastian, and I have this crazy guy that keeps showing up every week. We have Alan Painter.
Well, I'm trying. I didn't realize the darn radio show started. I'm over here scrambling, trying to put my earphones on, and it's like, who's Shannon talking to?
Well, I was talking to you, but then I put my headphones on and started talking into this thing called a microphone live on radio, then you popped up and showed
up. I was like,
up.
Shannon, why are you being so rude? You like got through half a sentence and you just left me. It's like, whoops, got a radio show.
I heard the cue music and I'm like, oh, game on. Here we go. We're doing this thing and we're live, so I better hurry up.
Yeah, I'm deafer than a doornail, so I didn't hear it at all. So, but that's okay being deaf, because then I can say, sorry, honey, I didn't hear you. But
yeah, that works only so much. I know that because people come in and the wives always ask me about the hearing benefits on the health plans that I offer.
Oh, no.
They're like, oh, help me take away that excuse for him.
Yeah, so. ruining all these men's lives.
I know. One appointment at a time. Oh, but it is that time of year, and I've been pretty busy and had some seminars this week, and that was fun. I guess I would say so.
Well, yeah, and I want to encourage people, you know, whether you do business with Shannon or somewhere else, don't sit around and wait till the last minute.
Oh, don't do that.
I don't know a lot about this stuff, but I overhear. So, I mean, this is Shannon's truly an expert, and she won't toot her own horn, so I'll do it. And so I'd encourage everybody, you know, if you've got to do anything with your Medicare programs, don't sit around and wait. I mean, like Shannon's been, you know, talking to people for, what, a month?
A while, yeah. Well, because we have Pacific Source leaving Douglas County, and so.
Newsflash, if you heard it here, folks.
Yeah, probably not. You should have got something in your mail. Hopefully I'm not breaking
news
to people.
Yeah, but they could be like me, and it's like, oh, it's just a health insurance company throwing.
Yeah, boring. Yeah. So, you know, those people are all needing some help, and that's scary when you get a letter that says, hey, your coverage is ending, and you're not going to have any more unless you do something. So that's why I'm really encouraging everybody, not just those people, but everybody to get in early this year, because there could be this mad rush at the end, and there's not enough time to help everybody. So, yeah.
And talk, you know, and make sure you know all the new benefits.
All the new benefits. And there's some good stuff out there this year. Ooh, doggies.
Is there a cool one?
There's some good stuff, yeah. There's a lot.
Well, you know, and
big money on the table for people.
I tell you what, and if you don't have a relationship with an agent, and what do I mean by relationship? Do you have a place that when you call, they actually know your name? You know, if you don't have that, I'd encourage you to call Shannon at her office. And just to show you unbiased, when Shannon was somewhere else, I used to send everybody to Shannon in another office.
Yeah.
She truly is the expert in this, the best insurance agent I've seen in the county.
Well, you're sweet.
You know, not even excluding present company. So, anyway, but she won't toot her own horn, so I will. But so, anyway, so Shannon's been busy with that.
Yeah, and so I did my, and I'm just doing them with our clients. You know, I'm not doing public ones, but just going over benefits with our clients, and decided to do that at the museum this year. So they have an Archie Creek Fire exhibit out there
at the museum, right?
Yeah. And it's actually in the room that we're doing the meetings in. And the cool thing is when you do a meeting out there, they let the people that are attending your meeting go through the museum at no charge.
Did you get any feedback from the people there?
Yeah, they loved it.
You know,
and we had people in between, because I had a break in between.
Right.
So I made sure I cleared my stuff out so that people that came through the museum weren't missing out on that room, because it was so, it's just awesome. There's like a video in there that you can watch. Gosh, I think it might be like an hour long, honestly. But it's like all the live things in chronological order, and like it had Brad Odell, you know, talking about his pieces and some live clip. Anyway, it's really, really, really good. So if you have not gone out, because I don't know how long that's out there for, if you haven't gone out and seen it, go check it out, because it's really cool.
Well, you know, I got to say that, you know, I like I've shared in the past that our house is right across from the fairgrounds. It's up on the mountain up there. And I have to say, you know, as a history buff, I'm ashamed to say that I don't go to the museum. I'm going to. It's just one of those things that's, gee, there's a museum. I'm going to go to it. And you never do. It's like going to Crater Lake. When was the last time anybody had been to Crater Lake? We kind of take advantage and overlook our local gifts.
Yeah,
we can do another day. And the museum, you know, I was talking to the folks there. The museum changes so often. They bring in different exhibits, things like that. Anytime you go there, it's a new scene. And I would encourage everybody to check out the museum. Take your kids, your grandkids. I mean, you know, the touching about our history. And we're not about history 200 years ago. But sad to say, you know, the things that we went through in the 80s with the spotted owl and how that affected our logging. I mean, to take your grandkids and share what you did, you know, as a timber faller, a truck driver, some of the things that, you know, we used to see that sadly we don't see anymore. Yeah, I mean, I remember getting all excited when we used to see one log loads.
Oh, yeah. I'm still that way. Sadly, in about a 3-log load, I still am like, wow, you don't see that much very often.
No. Now they're like 60 log loads. But, you know, so, and I know they're doing a lot of neat things like we talked about last week on the program out there. And so I encourage everybody to go out there and take advantage of that because those folks out there have a passion for what they do. And it's kind of like our library, too. They have a passion. And to be able to serve the community through the museum and just helps us really understand what makes us special. I mean, you hear us say it every week. We live in the greatest place in the world, and that I think you have to look back to see why that is. You know, we've been through adversities, we've been through challenges, and by gosh, we come out the other side stronger. So anyway, I encourage everybody to get back out there and enjoy that.
Yeah, I did take a moment to ask them how the event went last weekend because we had them on the show talking about the book and the signing and
last week if you missed it, we had the author on here and they were doing a big book signing out there. So how did they do in raising funds?
Yeah, so he said he thought they raised about $1,000 to go towards the restoration. So I think that's great, and everybody's super grateful for that, and you know, every dollar helps. So
that is really cool. You know, and like I shared with you earlier today, Shannon, I was a little bit worried about that because they had Blocktoberfest.
Yeah, that might have been a factor in the money raised, but
yeah, because that was right before, and I gotta admittedly, I was busy, I wasn't able to go, but my wife went down there with Lena because Lena was going there as Miss Oregon's teen, and she was blown away. She, you know, and I don't mean this to disparage anybody, but she had just made a comment. She said, people involved with the fair should go down and see what Blocktoberfest. She said the entire downtown was lined with local people. And that's what the fair used to be. And anyway, so I want to give big kudos to everybody involved with Blocktoberfest because, you know, as typical as the people who organize that aren't doing it for money, you know, and they do it to give back to the community. And all the feedback I heard was just phenomenal.
Yeah, I've just heard nothing but raves about it, too. So,
yeah. So
and something there for everybody, all ages, every like or, you know, I mean, and different things that you're into. They had something for everybody and different bands and different music, depending on where you went. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's what's like kind of really neat event. About it. It's like, yes, there's a lot of people there spending, you know, I mean, selling stuff and food, all that. But you didn't have to spend any money either and still have a good time.
But you love food.
So anyway, hats off to everybody who puts out together because I'm really not sure who does it, but thank you.
I think the downtown group, you know, they're doing so many events. So
Yeah, and I see that, you know, we're getting more and more new businesses in downtown.
And Neowalla's coming up, so they got another downtown event. That's exciting to get that back and going, you know, and built back up. You know, I mean, they did last year, I believe, but it's like with COVID, that kind of put a squash on that. So it's like, get those traditions going again year after year after year. It's exciting.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. You know, especially again like that. It's like, yeah, maybe gives the businesses a little exposure, but they're not making money at it. You know, again, they're just doing it because they're pretty special community partners. And so...
And it's tradition, and we want to keep those traditions alive. So it's, I mean, I think everybody's just part of it. This is what we do. If you have a business down here, you're part of this, you know.
Yep.
Or
and they've really embraced it.
There's different levels of commitment on it, too. So you can hand out candy, or you can dress up, or you can do all kinds of things.
Yeah.
But
so
they never make it down as far as us.
No, no, but... I always go to like to hang out there and see the kids, you know, and watch them in their costumes.
All their outfits,
and, you know, it's fun.
It's kind of interesting being older now. I mean, I have grandsons, as you guys know. We talk about that. But, you know, not having kids in school and, you know, at home, it's like, I don't even know what is the trending outfit, you know.
Yeah.
Or, you know, it's funny when we get older, it's like, I don't even know what they dress up as these days. So then when you go out there, you're like, I'm not even sure what that is, but that's sure cute. I'm like, all right, I'm dating myself or whatever. It could be like the It cartoon on TV. And I'm like, oh, look at that cute little purple thing. It's so cute. And they're like, oh, that's Bluey or whatever. And I'm like, I don't know this Bluey you speak of, but I know that's cute. So I don't know. But I do feel a little out of touch on that side of things.
Well, that's not the only thing, but hey.
Yeah, okay. Now. There you go. You got one zinger in the first segment, and we'll have more to come later, I'm sure. But, man, I'm so excited about the sun coming out for us to come here, which we actually kind of came in like, let's just say 4:02, maybe.
Yeah.
It was kind of like... in the office, and Alan's like, hey, Shannon, are you going to go do a radio show today? And I'm like, yeah, probably should leave, right? And then we're like, oh, I forgot my book and had to go back in. Oh, it's Thursday garbage day. I mean, oh, my word.
Oh, well, I was thinking it was 4:30. I don't know where that came from. I was looking at the clock. It's like, wow, it's like 5:02. I better pick out the garbage. Like, we got to be down there at 4:30. It's like, oh, whoops.
So we came... we came running in here. That's how that happened today. But
well, a beautiful day.
It is a beautiful day. I was glad I was inside all day, but when I did have to come out, it was sunny and warm. I was like, oh, this is a nice welcome.
Yeah, we need to pray it sticks around for Saturday.
Oh, that'd be great.
My son's getting married Saturday.
Yes, big day.
Yeah.
Big day, because, you know, you go and then you get married, and then marriage leads to grandkids. And
yeah, give me some grandkids.
So we're all about that. No pressure, but it's just been put out on the public radio.
Yeah, sorry, get her done. Yeah. We'll tell you. Oh, speaking of grandkids, we have some good news that I think I will hold over to the other side.
Oh, yeah. We'll do that. We're going to hold it over. So, all right, well, it's already time because we just blab on that fast. So it's a time for a break. So we'll be back with more of Your Cue, sponsored by Premier Insurance, in just a moment.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
All right. Welcome back.
We're back.
I'm still Shannon. You're still Alan.
I'm still here. Still here. I may not feel like myself some days, but it's...
And we're still here. So, and so we were just listening to the commercial break and heard our commercials, so we're gonna call ourselves out on the carpet.
Oh no, don't make me accountable.
We're doing this, so we got to be accountable. We are gonna get some new ads for everybody, and
yeah, we're sorry.
Just give us a little bit of time because we're kind of going through the fire right now. But
hey, it's only been a year and a half. We've been running the same ads. I know everyone's like, oh, what ad? We don't even hear them anymore.
I don't know.
So.
You know, we have Jack's the barking one, which I like that one. But it's just, we, you know, we need to zhuzh it up. We need to do something different.
And you know, Shannon, there are listeners only listen to the most important part. Silence, silence, silence. And then barking. Oh, it's Jax.
It's Jax. Yeah.
So we
called ourselves out.
So it's been a week.
It's been a week.
I want to start it off with a positive. And okay. We have another member of the Premier Insurance family.
Yay.
Logan and Destiny had a absolutely beautiful baby girl.
She's adorable.
Oh, it really is. And I got to tell you, folks.
She's got cheeks for days.
I am not one of those that say, oh, cute baby. There are ugly babies. Now, Cheryl, Shannon, they probably don't see too many ugly babies. But I don't think most babies are too cute, especially right when they come out. This is a darn good baby.
Yeah, she's cute.
It's not cone-headed. You know, it has fat little face. So
yeah. I have a comment on that because Logan shared their last ultrasound. It might have been Monday because I'd missed it. I didn't see it Thursday or Friday when they had it, the ultrasound. Holy Moses. Are those things accurate these days?
Oh, my gosh. Like, it's like a portrait.
Oh, my goodness. That baby looked exactly like that ultrasound photo. Like, I commented on the cheeks on the ultrasound. And then when I saw the picture, I'm like, I even sent that to Logan and I said, man, those ultrasounds are no joke these days. Like, yeah. I already felt like I knew her when I saw her then because she looked so much
different from when we were having kids, because it was like, show us where the kid is and all this.
I don't even know. They'd make stuff up and say, this is a hand and this is a heart. And I'm like, whatever. It looks like an alien. I don't even get what you're saying.
Absolutely.
And she looked like she did. I'm just like, ugh. So congratulations to those two.
Absolutely. And it was a blessing that we needed.
Oh, we need it.
How's that one? For everybody out there that's been in our prayer chain, and we want our prayer warriors to know how things are going.
Well, so I'm going to do like a twofold here, I think, because actually Gavin just called me a little bit ago to give me an update, but I had been really busy. I just needed to make sure there wasn't anything bad he was calling about, and then I'd call him back. So so we had a setback last weekend, and he was having some medical issues, but he is starting to bounce back again. And we're just going to take things a lot slower than before, it sounds like, and just give him the rest and coming out of that coma a little bit slower maybe, and try a different approach this time. So.
Well, you know, and there's never been a long-term race run that you don't take a step or two back at times, kind of to hit recharge and resurge forward. So that being said, I mean, that's just a reminder to our prayer warriors out there to please keep Owen in prayer, and Gavin too, because Gavin's still healing. And so,
and you know, everybody's starting to deal with the emotions of it. And so, you know, we're all just going to see somebody and talk about it, and try to work with the trauma side of that, and I think that's a healthy choice. And what I've been telling people is, it's like somebody has to get on the soapbox and say it's okay to say that you're not okay. And that's been me. I've shared it with the office, I've shared it with clients. It's like, bear with me and give me grace, because I'm actually not doing that great the beginning of the week, and has been hard, and you're going to touch on that, and I think we need to know that it's okay to say that you're not okay, and I encourage people to do that and be transparent.
Absolutely. And you know, this has been probably one of the roughest weeks of my career. You know, the hardest part of my job, of our job, because is, you know, one of the downsides about getting to know your client so well is and we use that word Premier Insurance Family.
Yeah, we call it family. Mm-hmm.
And it's not just a word,
mm-hmm.
you know, because there's a genuine depth of love for our clients.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the hardest things is when you lose a kid. And to have that happen to, you know, to a customer, we take that to heart. And, you know, there's a lot of tears in our office that people don't see.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this week, that tragedy hit a little more to home. And we lost one of our own kids. And Cheryl's son was taken from us far too soon on Tuesday. And, it's really thrown us all for a loop. And so I would just ask people to spend a few extra seconds just opening their eyes, because, you know, we saw it with mm-hmm. Owen and Gavin, and how distracted driving has led to a life change forever. And now we've seen it when Dustin was taken away from us far too early, just because somebody didn't look thoroughly. He was on his motorcycle. I'm sure a lot of our listeners heard about it out in Green. And somebody didn't stop and really look and see him driving down the road and pulled out in front of him. And I know there's his actions, and I don't bear any ill will to either driver,
mm-hmm.
you know, because we've all done stupid stuff in a moment that could have done that, could have caused that. But we're taking lives because we're saving seconds. And of all the ridiculous, horrible, evil things we see in the world, to take lives for seconds, it has to stop.
Absolutely.
You know, I don't know how we get through to our kids about distracted driving on the phone. We've talked about it on here. And I think we need to get the hammer up. But I think more than anything, I think we need to be good examples. You know,
yeah.
Our kids learn from what they see. Mm-hmm. And if they see us distracted, they're going to be distracted. When they see us California stop at a stop sign, they're going to be. You know, 99.99% of the time when you roll through a stop sign or you stare at your phone, everything's fine. But that 0.001% that it's not, people are dying. And we just got to ask ourselves, is this worth it anymore?
Well, it's never been worth it.
No.
But the problem is, you know, people are getting their cellular devices at younger and younger ages.
Yep.
The fear of missing out is legit in a lot of people. And just the rush, rush, rush attitude of like, oh, well, if I leave now, it takes me like 10 minutes. Why not leave 15 minutes early for the 10-minute drive? Or, I mean, I don't know. I there's still going to be accidents. We're never going to solve this 110%. But I'll tell you what, I've already been in touch with congressmen. I've been in touch with ODOT. We're doing an event at the Beaver Game, and they're selling bracelets for my grandson this weekend. I mean, OSU's been amazing. It's like people want change. This accident that took Dustin's life, this isn't the first time at that spot that this has happened. This is not a safe part of the road. And so, you know, we need to get our people to look at that and say, when do you decide to put a stoplight in, or when do you decide to put something in? And, you know, if there's enough squawking, maybe it happens. So I don't
know.
Well,
and the sad part is the scenario with your grandson is the exact same scenario where Dustin was killed.
Mm-hmm.
Several people, you know, and it's a section between Kelly's Corner and Winston.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We all drive too fast there. Okay, but
yeah, people are guilty. I mean, if you're say you haven't, then you're lying.
And there's been, and I should have checked to make sure this was true, but a Facebook post was because there were so many accidents there in 2024, they're going to install a stoplight on one of those crossroads. Why are we waiting till 2024? Why do we have to wait until we get multiple fatalities? And I know we have another issue. It's in front of the golf course in Sutherland. People coming in at 55 mile an hour.
Oh,
we got people pulling
yeah.
out. And we've asked for help there.
Mm-hmm.
And we get the feedback, well, there hasn't been enough accidents. Seriously? We have to wait for people to die before we can fix it? So something has to be changed. Because
yeah.
with the amount of money we just, I almost said the P word, waste on all this stuff, if it cost us $2 million to save a life, what a bargain. Mm-hmm. And this has to change. So, and the only way it's going to change is if we step up and demand the change, demand it of our government, and demand it of ourselves, our children, and everyone else on the road.
Absolutely.
No more burying kids. Mm-hmm. It has to stop.
Yeah.
We can't take it anymore.
Yeah. I definitely can't, and I am emotional. So, but I'm gonna give it a heck of a try, and
hey,
that's what this Nana's gonna do.
I'll tell you what, you want to get something done, get a pissed off grandma.
Yep,
and that's what we got.
We got one. We got a couple now. So,
yeah, absolutely,
it's just people that want to make a change. Let's do it.
Let's get her done.
We've
shown to, in the past, especially this county, if we pull together, there's nothing we can't accomplish.
I believe that 100%.
So let's use our pain to save others' lives. Let's do it.
Yeah, make a difference.
Absolutely.
Let's do it. Well, oh my gosh, we made it through that. I didn't know how well we'd do with that, but you are such an eloquent speaker.
Yeah.
And
the Lord works through me.
I'm glad you did most of the work on that and the heavy lifting. So it's time for another commercial, and then we're going to be back with the local business buzz sponsored by Umpqua Survival.
And much happier times.
And much happier times.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
All right, welcome back.
And
as promised,
much sunnier times ahead.
So it's the local business buzz time, sponsored by our friends out at Umpqua Survival, Carlos and the crew. And
well, real quick, I got to say, I just want to drop in.
Oh, really?
I was out at gun store like I said I was going to do last week, and it is true. They have an amazing stock of firearms right now, and they just got boxes and boxes in, so go out and check it out. They had some really cool stuff out there.
That's awesome.
It was good.
Yeah.
I bought one.
I was going to say, when you say it was good, I know that means a purchase was made. And I may or may not have seen its awesomeness. It was a good purchase. Okay.
More power.
But that's not why we're here. So we have, I'm going to say a repeat customer.
Yeah.
But this is what's cool. So people come on the show, and then we're like, hey, tell us when you got something awesome going on, and we'll have you on. So Tiffany Voss is back from River Forks Market. Welcome back, Tiffany.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And so you have something cool coming up tomorrow. So tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah. So tomorrow at 5:30, we're going to have the band Copper Still out at the store.
Party time.
Yeah. Smoking some pulled pork. Going to have some good food, some cold drinks.
So is this what, second?
It'll be our second band we've had out there.
I'll tell you what, it is fun. And the weather's going to be okay tomorrow.
Yeah, it's going to be 70 and sunny. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Awesome. So what time does this kick off?
5:30. The band starts at 5:30. So we'll probably open about 5.
And how late, if somebody's a late to the party getter there, what if they're still going to hear the band, when should they be there by?
I would say before 8.
Before 8. So 5:30 to 8, so if you want to hear the live music. Yeah. Ooh, yeah.
Little pull port action. And Tiff did have that aura of Traeger on her when she came into the studio here.
That's your love language. That's what I told her. I'm like, oh, you can't come in here smelling like barbecue.
That's way better than Chanel No. 5. Come in smelling like tri-tip.
Yeah, you know? Smelling like Traeger. It's awesome. So how have things been going out there at River Forks Park?
Oh, they're...
The market, I mean.
They are busy, busy. It doesn't slow down.
Okay, so my husband and I took off, not last weekend, but the weekend before, to go up to Portland to see Owen. And we left in the dark still. Like, I think we left at like 4:30, 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
Maybe 5 o'clock. And drove by. We went that way to get to the freeway. And the lights were on and your open sign. And Jeffrey said, oh, they must have forgot it. And I'm like, no, they come in so early to start making all the goodness.
Oh.
I mean, you guys are busy early. Yeah.
What time do you open?
5 o'clock.
Yeah, they were open. The Holy open smoke. Sign was on and the lights were on.
Well, I tell you know, I am a creature of habit. Y'all have heard enough. And so when I go out, it's skipper's time. I even skipper's order time. The same thing every time. But the girls pretty much. Have been ordering some other stuff.
Okay. Yeah. I don't do that. I'm famous for not doing that.
Absolutely.
And so I have been trying
stuff. Talk to me.
Okay. So the burgers are really good. And super juicy, so not to take away from another restaurant that I can't mention that says it's good when it gets all over you. Yeah, it's that good.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're very juicy.
Yeah.
And Cheryl and I always split meals. We're the girls that just like, you get half, I get half. That's what we do. We're lunch buddies.
Yep.
And so, yeah, we've been splitting hamburgers and all kinds of different stuff. So it's very tasty. And the dessert you sent after you were on the last time, was very decadent. I can't even lie. Ooh, yummy.
I'll tell you what, though, I tried something new, not this last time before.
You did? What'd you have?
I got my fish, okay? Oh, I didn't say I tried something new. I tried something in addition to.
Okay.
Lobster, mac, and cheese.
Oh. I must have missed that.
Out of that. This freaking world. It was so good.
Okay,
it had a hint, just a hint to lobster,
uh-huh, uh-huh.
But just the mac and cheese was so good. Oh,
lobster, we do that on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays.
Oh,
Monday. Oh, so tomorrow's Friday, y'all.
Oh, by the
hello.
Way, by the way, skippers and mac and cheese tomorrow. But it are really good, and I always give them bad time because it's the one thing that I don't really like about it. It's so far from my office. We need them right next door. You know, it's like, but then I'd be up to 400. Like,
yeah,
most, I mean, because this is the one thing I gotta say about their food. It's not processed crap. You know, it's good. No. It's
fresh because they're there at 5 in the morning.
Oh.
Starting on their breakfast meals and then goes to lunch and
they got great French fries, which is really weird for a small place like that.
That's true.
They're stellar.
Had those with the hamburger.
Oh, they're so freaking good.
It was really good.
All right, I'm going to leave. I'm going to get something to eat.
You know? Yeah, maybe we need to get a new menu tomorrow or another menu or something.
So you said we're going to have pulled pork tomorrow, right?
Uh-huh.
Not me. I'm going to have skippers probably. But
I think you should skip the skippers. Oh. Come out and have pulled pork sandwiches.
So what else is good? Ooh, pulled pork nachos. That sounds good.
Is that an option?
So what else we got going out there? You make any other food or is it going to have a normal menu?
We have our Baja shrimp tacos right now with skippers. Might have to get you to try that one of these
days. When is that? Is that like Taco Tuesdays or is that every day?
Every day of the week. Oh. Shrimp tacos.
I love shrimp tacos.
Okay. I feel like she was holding back on you on that one. Because that's kind of a big one to just drop. Like, boom.
It's like, that.
Yeah. Okay. I'm surprised because he's a barbecue guy, but that was a love language moan. Oh.
Yeah. I love shrimp tacos.
You'll have to go out and have shrimp tacos tomorrow then.
Oh.
Okay. So what's Friday's special? What's tomorrow's special?
Tomorrow we do Frito pies. Oh, we also do hot dogs and chili dogs. We do hamburgers on Fridays because they're requested.
Yep, because we heat them on Fridays.
Yep. And I tell you what, Cheryl had the Frito pie one time. This ain't just a bag of chips
and
chili.
Okay, that was kind of big.
Oh. Oh, it's downtown.
And I wasn't splitting that day.
Oh.
Yeah, it was a lot.
That's, Shannon could eat one for a week.
Yeah, I do love a good Frito pie, though. I'm not going to lie. But that day I wasn't sharing for some reason. I don't know why, but yeah.
Well, you know,
you were ready for a nap, weren't you?
It was big.
The one thing I got to say is the atmosphere is really cool out there because, it's a convenience store with a restaurant, but it's kind of like Cheers. Yeah. You know, everybody knows everybody. Yeah. And, you know, it really is. I mean, even from the customers, now they've been out there a few times, you start seeing the same old guys showing up. And, you know, it's really
neat. I'm sure you have a reputation on the second visit.
Well, you know why.
Is there a charge for this with the band, or how are you, cover charge to come out and listen to that?
No cover charge. Nope, just come hang out.
Just come out and buy some tri-tip.
No. Pulled pork.
Pulled pork.
Huh?
Pulled pork.
I don't know.
Have a drink. Sit around a fire. We have a fire pit out there.
Oh, how fun.
This is cool. When you did your other one, it was different time of year, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was summer. It was July.
Summer, okay. Yeah. So this is kind of a new fall try here.
Yeah, so we want to get one last one in before all the rainfall.
Well, it'll be a good day. So everybody, you know what you're going to do? Take mom out to dinner. A little music, you know.
Some dancing.
I have a question because I'm going to admit, I'll be honest, I'm not band savvy. I don't know a lot of the bands. So what kind of music does this band play, or can
country.
You tell us a little?
So I believe the lead singer of the band is one of our local firefighters, and so he comes in the store all the time with all the firefighters.
Oh, cool.
And he's like, let's play, and I'm like, let's do it.
Oh,
well,
I'm really intrigued.
That's
now.
A lot of work. I mean, that makes a long day for you folks.
Oh yeah.
But are there adult beverages available?
Oh yes.
There are.
Yeah, she said have a drink. Huh? Oh, you're just qualifying that it's not Dr. Pepper.
Well, I think after the week we had, I think we deserve that.
Okay, we kind of do actually. We should go do it tomorrow together. Yeah.
So
one more quick question.
What? Uh-oh, she lost it. Yep. She's got that look in her eyes. Like,
I did.
Oh, it was
you
there,
got
now
me
it's
talking
gone.
About going out there and having a drink and relaxing, and I'm like, I could probably really use that, as could all of us right now. So not a bad idea. Not a bad idea.
What was your question?
I don't know, but it's almost time for a commercial break now. So, Tiffany.
Welcome to my world, people.
Yeah, you're going to have to hang out with us so I can have another moment in my brain to figure out what I was just going to ask you.
Which way did she go? Which way did she go?
I put the finger up and everything, so it must have been something, but nope. All right, we're going to be back with more of your cue here on News Radio 1240 KQEN. In just a moment.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4. On News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
My chair just slid across the floor when I was trying to sit down in it to talk.
We almost saw a crash.
Well, I'm pretty sure maybe a choice word might have snuck out of my mouth if I would have hit the floor. So I'm like, ooh, Nelly, I'm glad I cut myself. Anyway, welcome back to your cue. I'm Shannon Sebastian with Alan Painter, and we have Tiffany Voss here from River Forks Market talking about their special event tomorrow night. And so we'll do a quick recap. Tiffany, you got some music and the band name again?
Copper Still.
And pulled pork and lots of food, and then here's what we touched on at the end.
Adult beverages.
We're not talking go to the cooler and take one out, because that was my question. We're talking the good stuff. So I bring up the lemon drop situation, which I've discovered in life, and now I've found that there's a flaming lemon drop. So
Why does the thought of alcohol and flame in you just scare the heck out of me?
I don't know. I think there might be a tiny bit of pyro in there. I don't know, because that just excites me to no end. I'm like, yeah, River Forks Market, light it up. I'm ready. Let's go.
I'll tell you what. No, I don't. Yeah, speaking as your insurance agent, ain't happening. Keep you and, you know, booze and flame.
Yeah.
No.
Well, it would be safety because the guy singing is a fireman, she told me earlier.
Oh, there you go. Don't worry, folks. We have a professional.
Have a designated driver. Be safe. Be smart. Yep. I got all my bases covered.
Well, that's really cool because, you know, I know that's a lot of work for you guys to do it, and it is a bunch of fun, you know, to get all the locals out there, and mm-hmm. you know, and not just locals, just the regular people. So if you've never been out there, I cannot recommend it any higher. The food is phenomenal.
The food is yum, yum.
Yeah,
yum.
It's not quick and go, greasy yuck. It's really
okay. Well, I would hope not.
You know, but a lot of times it's just not slimy corn dogs and cooked right. in four-year-old grease.
Yeah,
these are meals, so you will not be disappointed.
I have a question for Tiffany too.
Parking. Do you remember?
I do. This one's about parking, because I know you have your front parking lot and
yeah.
all of that and a little bit on the side. Is there more parking? Because, I mean, I could see a lot of people coming out for this.
Yeah, so actually our band is going to be out back behind the old church where the Voss Construction
office is. Oh, so across the street.
Yeah, so there's all that parking. And then on the back of the store, there's also parking.
Perfect. So, you know, we don't usually, we all just kind of come in off the road and park in that front parking lot. And
yep.
It's like, where else do you park?
Yeah. So you might need a light jacket, but I guarantee after the music get going, it's going to be smoking hot out there. So
it's going to be because there's fire and yep. now there's drinks. That
fire and booze.
I don't know if Tiffany has that option tomorrow night per se.
Maybe not sure.
Maybe not. But
it will be a good time.
Tell them I sent you if you go for fire.
Hey,
chance at me.
What a great place to go to give that final hurrah for summer. So,
yeah.
And then get ready for Saturday. You know what Saturday is.
Well, I have a couple things on my list when you say that. But first of all, I'm going to go with your son and future daughter getting married.
Oh, I was going to mention that, but the duck game.
Okay, see, and then I went to Beaver game second, but I know you'd go to duck game, so that's why those three things were my three things.
Ducks and Washington, huh?
Yeah, so what time's that game, sir?
12:30.
And what time's the wedding?
We're going to be watching it on my phone at the wedding.
Okay. Oh, Lord. Angie, light
go
him
Ducks,
up.
Go
light
Ryan.
Him up via text. He's got it coming. I'm ready for that watch and start to go off. Yeah, I thought there might be a conflict of sorts there.
There's not a conflict. We could just marry these two things.
I guess so.
Yes. We can celebrate a duck victory at Ryan's wedding.
There you go.
Huh. It's going to be a glorious day.
And you can build a big, huge dog house to sleep in while you're there, too, probably.
Father and son dog house,
and
huh?
There are maybe. I don't know.
It's like Ryan will be doing his vows, and I'll be yelling the score at him.
Yeah.
Touchdown!
Oh, Lord, please don't.
So,
that'll get you in trouble.
Brooke just flew in. So my daughter Brooke is from here in Oregon, from Florida, for the wedding. So...
You know, we hadn't talked about that, even at the office, if Brooke was making it out for the wedding or not. So,
yep. So Brooke is here.
Nice.
Kara's down.
Yeah.
It's like the whole family's going to be here.
Kara's a groomsman.
So
a groomswoman.
Hey, right? I'll tell you what. Maybe Friday night we can sneak out for a quick bite at River Forks. Head up to the practice. I don't know why anybody needs to practice a wedding. My gosh, it's not like football. But whatever.
Well, I am excited for your event. Alan will be out there, you know, on Fridays when we get our food anyway. So, but we'll have to get an update on how it went out there.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I encourage people to go out there because it was fun. It's always a good time and good people.
Yeah. Thank you for, I know we mentioned when you were on, hey, next time you do something like that,
out of time.
Let us know. Yeah.
Hey, who won?
I don't know, because I didn't call this week, so we'll do two next week.
I know you didn't, but I wanted to throw you under the bus, so.
Well, guess what? I jumped on that bus and I'm driving it off myself. So I oopsied, and I think I was honest at the beginning of the show that we left like minutes before we were live on the air.
Yeah. Whoops. So
and so yeah.
So it's going to be a good, busy weekend. A lot of positive. I don't want to go back to the dark side too much, but please be safe. Please take those words to heart. And the 5 seconds isn't worth a life. So if you're going to be drinking wherever you're going, if you're going to a wedding, if you're going out to Root Forks, have a driver.
Yep. Duck game, beaver game.
Yep.
Absolutely. Responsible. Pay attention.
Have fun.
Lots of families out there doing family things, and we need all our families to come home. So,
amen. Amen.
Anyway, until next week, Douglas County, that's Shannon Sebastian, Alan Painter with your cue, and you know what to do. Be kind.
And God bless.
And pay attention on the road.
Please. Please be safe. We love you all.
All right. We're out. Have a wonderful day, Douglas County. We'll see you next Thursday.